Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Girl Scout cookies have been spreading sugary joy, teaching millions of children entrepreneurial skills, and raising funds for a terrific organization for more than 100 years. Girl Scout cookies are an American institution. And for this special mini-minisode, the Great Pop Culture Debate podcast wants to determine the best Girl Scout cookie flavor of all time. If the Boy Scouts had this access to dessert, I would have made it past one meeting. I'm your host, Eric Resniak. Please help me welcome my troop of panelists. First up, she and her protege have been dealing their goods on the South Shore of Long Island for 4 years now and have staked a claim on their turf. Please welcome Amy and Allie Pilot. Hello.
Hi.
I want to note that Allie is an actual Girl Scout, and she is going to be our cookie expert and our tiebreaker for this episode. So thank you so much for being here, Allie. We're really excited to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next, he's often sticky but rarely sweet. It's Curtis Creekmore.
I'm working on a new cookie concept, Eric. It's called the Bitter Betty. I'm sending out boxes to all my haters so they can eat it.
Curtis's temper is much like the bread in a trefoil. Short. And finally, she still wants to know if these cookies are made from real Girl Scouts. It's Joelle Bodecker.
I never was a Girl Scout, just a tag along.
Aww. So we are going to discuss and debate 8 of the currently available Girl Scout cookie flavors and narrow them down to our personal favorite cookie. For more information on the Girl Scouts of America and their awesome cookies, which are now available for nationwide shipping, visit girlscouts.org or text cookies to 59618. Now, before we get into the debates, some of the people who took our poll, we have polls on almost all of our topics, which determine what we discuss, wanted us to briefly discuss some of the retired cookies that, while no longer available, still made an impact on them. I'm going to go through the list and I invite my panelists to chime in. Animal Treasures. Anybody remember these cookies?
Yes.
I see Joelle. What do you remember about Animal Treasures?
They had animals on them and I liked them.
They had animals and they were treasured. Yeah. So no longer be. Did they have chocolate on the back or no?
I don't remember. I think they were just shortbread type things or butter cookies or something.
That's my recollection as well. Next, and this is what people wrote in, so I don't know necessarily we're talking about the strawberry and raspberry jam ones. End quote. Does anybody
Raspberry Rally?
Raspberry Rally. We sold those last year. They were like very limited edition, and they ended up actually being sold on the black market. Bakers were not prepared for the rush that was going to happen on Raspberry Rallies. I saw them online for $20 a box.
Oh my goodness.
What is more educational to young girls than teaching them about shortages, supply and demand, and the black resale market? We love to hear it.
Yep.
Le Chip, which sounds very French. It's like the Viennetta of Girl Scout cookies. Does anybody remember these?
Or the Ferrero Rocher, because they had hazelnut in them.
Oh, did they? I don't remember them at all. Allie, Amy, do you guys remember Le Chips?
No, that was much more exotic than our troop ever got involved.
It was mid-90s, so it was like probably when you and I were like late middle school. I don't know.
So I had probably dropped out by then. It's before Allie took over for
the decadent American consumerist of the 90s gave you the late chip. So we miss them. Quote, All Abouts. Does anyone know? Okay, Joelle, talk to me about All Abouts. I've never heard of them.
There have been variations since then, like the thank you. It's the thank you ones. That's just a shortbread with chocolate on the bottom. And then there were two different types. And then there is another version of it. And I think they all just disappeared. And now we got s'mores. I think that's sort of what replaced it.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned s'mores. And by the way, the s'mores did make our Elite Eight, and we will discuss the very controversial Girl Scout s'more cookie. But someone put in s'mores too sweet. I don't know if that was a specific flavor or just some feedback.
I think they were just giving some feedback.
Yeah. And then finally, multiple people wrote in Savannah Smiles, which sounds like a great drag queen name, but I think was actually a cookie. It was lemon flavored. Amy, do you happen to know the Savannah Smiles?
I believe that they were a lemon sandwich cookie. And so they were different than what we have now in the Northeast for like our troop, which we will talk about the lemon variations that we have currently. Yep. But we did have Savannah Smiles for a short period of time.
Great. And
in
again,
fact, that's what I keep picturing whenever someone says the lemon up or the lemonade. I'm like, oh, yeah, those lemon cookies with this, with the cream filling, the lemon filling.
That's not what we have anymore, though. So we will be getting into the lemon cookies that are on the list. And I just want to say Savannah Smiles for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17. Yes. So with that out of the way, I'm going to rip open the cellophane packaging and get into these debates. First up, it's a unanimous victory for Peanut Butter Patties, a.k.a. Tagalongs, which meant that it was the end of the journey for Adventurefuls. But I want to speak briefly on Adventurefuls before they go out. Allie, our Girl Scout cookie expert, what do you know about Adventurefuls? What can you tell our listeners?
Adventurefuls are a brownie-inspired cookie with a caramel top and a chocolate drizzle.
That was literally what my next line was. So you and I are on the exact same page, Allie. You are nailing it. I have to say, I really like the Adventurefuls. I had never had them, and they're fairly new. I think they were introduced a couple years ago, right, Amy and Allie?
Yep.
I thought that the kind of biscuit, the chocolate biscuit, had a great little texture too. It's a little bit short. And I thought that that little caramel disc was a nice little change. Amy, it looked like you were going to say something.
They are. They're a good seller.
Yeah.
They do sell well. It's different. And it's not a classic cookie. It is almost a brownie dessert. It's a little different.
It's
like a brownie bite.
Yeah, it's like a brownie bite, exactly. And there's a little bit of salt in there, too. With that being said, it's up against the peanut butter patties, which this is a mind blower for me, and I'm curious for everyone to say, the peanut butter patties got the most votes of any cookie in our poll, more than anything else. Does that surprise anyone else? Curtis, does it surprise you?
Not particularly. People love peanut butter, and this one I feel like has been around. I don't know what the beginning was, but it feels like this cookie has been around since the beginning, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah. The beginning's actually nice.
I have dates.
Give it to us, Joelle, our resident data expert.
So most of these classic cookies, at least the bakers claim since 1974, if it preceded it, the bakers don't have that history. And then 2 years later, the Tagalongs joined in 1976.
Okay.
So it was close. Just about the same, but they're not considered that core, the core three.
Which are?
Trefoils, Thin Mints, and Do-Si-Dos.
Do-Si-Dos. Okay.
Really?
I would not have picked Do-Si-Dos as part of the core three. So
same.
Look at all the knowledge that we're learning. But we are going to move forward the Tagalongs, a.k.a. Peanut Butter Patties, into round two. Next, the panel is evenly split between two cookies with two names each. Curtis, tell us why you're stuck on Caramel Delights, a.k.a. Samoas. Joelle, tell us why you feel like a nut for peanut butter sandwiches / Do-Si-Dos. I'm going to have Joelle go first. But before we do that, Allie, our Girl Scout expert, what can you tell us about a Do-Si-Do?
A Do-Si-Do is an oatmeal cookie sandwich cookie with a peanut butter filling.
Okay, great. And what can you tell us about the Caramel Delight, a.k.a. Samoas?
A Samoa is a donut-shaped cookie with
coconut and a chocolate drizzle.
And a chocolate drizzle.
And it's got caramel in there too, right?
Yeah, caramel and chocolate.
All right, so I want Joelle to talk to us first about why the Do-Si-Dos should advance.
Well, it is officially a classic, not that it's more classic than Samoas, which is also just as old. But it's apparently the core three. Like, apparently if these bakeries stop making Samoas, that would be fine, but they're not allowed to stop making the Do-Si-Dos. I don't know if that's an ingredients thing. I don't know what that is, but I mean, I've always loved peanut butter everything. The Tagalongs, I think, are superior to the Do-Si-Do, but they are a delightful, like, I think they're a little bit lighter than the full chocolate experience of the Tagalong. And it's just yummy peanut butter and an oatmeal. And where's the lie on that one? I don't know.
So I am at this very minute eating my first Do-Si-Do ever. I've never had one of these cookies until this moment right now.
Are you having like meal mouth right now?
I'm getting a little bit, but I have an ice cool glass of milk with me to wipe the palate.
Burr.
Curtis, talk to us about Caramel Delights, AKA Samoas.
So I have lived in three places in the United States, Eastern Kentucky, Eastern Massachusetts, and Savannah, Georgia, very interestingly. And two of those places have the same bakery, and then Savannah actually uses the other one. So I grew up with them being known as Caramel Delights. I am very picky about peanut butter flavored things. I am not a huge fan of peanut butter in general. It's typically cloying, and it can occasionally taste really artificial when they put it into things. The peanut butter in a Do-Si-Do I think is acceptable, but it's just not my favorite cookie. I'll eat one if you hand it to me, but I'm not going to go out of my way to buy a box. On the other hand, it's amazing that I like it at all, considering I don't like coconut from a flavor and texture perspective. But holy cow, this is an amazing cookie. The Caramel Delight is delicious. I also learned from my research that not only are there two different bakers that bake those cookies, their approach to some of the cookies is very different.
Yes.
So for the Caramel Delight versus the Samoa, the CDL is more cookie than it is caramel. It has milkier milk chocolate and has a vanilla flavored cookie. And the Samoa has heavier caramel layer. The chocolate is darker and has more toasted coconut. So I grew up with the one that probably speaks to my taste a little bit better. In summation, Caramel Delight for Drag Race Season 17 and Caramel Delight all the way.
All right. Thank you very much. Amy Pilot, where are you on this one?
Do-Si-Do.
Can you tell me why?
So I live and grew up and now am a cookie mom in the Northeast in New York where they are Samoas and they are very heavy coconut. When people ask, what's the Samoa? I say it's the coconut cookie. I'm not a coconut person. It's not my jam. But I do like a good Do-Si-Do. I can also add that the Do-Si-Do makes an incredible dog treat. They are totally dog friendly. They are like an oatmeal cookie with peanut butter. My dog, when we do cookie sorting for Allie's troop, he managed to get into a box of Do-Si-Dos, pulled out a sleeve. They're in individual sleeves and ran into the backyard spraying Do-Si-Dos around the yard and then running around and picking them up individually.
Wild, wild.
Best day of his life.
Did you know that they were good for dogs before that day?
I mean, I knew that they were safe for dogs. Okay. I didn't know how much he was going to enjoy
himself. Gotcha.
And he enjoyed himself thoroughly. So I am 100% Team Samoa here. It is my favorite. It has always been my favorite since a child. I grew up with the Samoas, and when they became Caramel Delights briefly in the 90s, I was appalled and I was shocked. With that being said, I understand they are a very polarizing cookie, one of the most polarizing on this list, because if you don't like coconut, they're out. I recently had friends doing a taste test here at my house for this. And they were just like, you can burn those. Those are disgusting. But Allie, it's a tie. That means you get to be the tie. And I want you to consider two things. Between Do-Si-Dos and Samoas, which one do you sell more of?
We sell more Samoas.
Uh-huh. And then,
but I like the Do-Si-Dos.
You like the Do-Si-Dos. I was going to say, and this is a very important part of it, just because your mom is here and she gave birth to you and has raised you for your whole life and cared for you doesn't mean you have to vote the way she wants you to vote. But if you had to pick one of the two, which one are you picking?
Do-Si-Dos.
She's going with Do-Si-Dos. Okay, there you have it, folks. Scandal, absolute scandal. Do-Si-Dos move into the final four.
No more next coconut, thank you.
No
but
more
now
coconut.
It's peanut butter on peanut butter. I don't like peanut butter.
Well, then the best peanut butter win. Next, the majority of the panel is thick as thieves in favor of Thin Mints, but Amy likes the crisp, refreshing lemonades. Joelle, why are Thin Mints still fresh even when they're frozen? Amy, want to be tartan something as you stump for lemonades? Amy, please go first. But before she does that, Allie, talk to us, resident Girl Scout cookie expert. Talk to us about the lemonades. I think you call them lemon ops, right?
They're a lemon-flavored cookie with a lemon glaze, an inspiring message on each cookie.
Inspiring message. So I have two right in front of me right now, and I have, I am an innovator, and I have, I am a risk taker, which, as Curtis would tell you, based on my profile, is accurate. Talk to us about Thin Mints.
Thin Mints are a cookie with mint oil and flavoring, and then a chocolate coating.
All right, excellent. So, Amy, why don't you talk first about the lemon ups or lemonades, which are not the same as lemon ups, correct, Joelle?
Yeah, they're slightly different. The lemonades, I think, are, well, they have the lemon print instead of the wording. And I think that they're less sweet. I could be wrong about that.
I am prepared to not win here. I understand. I do have the data of what our troop sells. Thin Mints is by far the best seller. They sell out at every cookie booth we have. They are popular. Not for me. I like the lemon ups or the lemonades, whatever you want to call them. I think they're just a nice, refreshing cookie. I feel like they're what you could have with tea or coffee. Or Thin Mint's a commitment. That's an experience. Lemon ups could just go out on the table and be a lovely snack.
Absolutely. So, yep, a tea time snack. Mm. So with that being said, it's 3-1. Joelle, has she swayed you, or are you sticking with Thin Mints?
Oh, I'm still with Thin Mints, yep.
And Curtis, are you sticking with Thin Mints?
Oh, I'm so close on this one because the lemonades and lemon ups apparently on the Girl Scout website are two separate cookies. So it's like they're not even a Samoa Caramel Delight situation. It is two separate cookies. And the lemonades are delicious. I'm going to stick with Thin Mints. It's like the very few things of like mint and chocolate that I will eat. This is one of them.
As someone who loves mint and chocolate in everything, it's no question for me, it's Thin Mints. So that is 3-1. We will be moving Thin Mints into the final four. Finally, in round one, I'm the odd man out as I prefer s'mores over trefoils or trefoils. Expert Allie, is it trefoils or trefoils?
It's trefoils.
Okay, there, you heard it here.
Definitive. Thank you.
Definitive. Curtis, why is your attention anything but short when it comes to trefoils? I will stay puffed over my support of s'mores. I'm going to go first. So, Allie, again, as our expert, talk to us about the s'mores.
A s'mores is just like a regular s'mores. It's basically just a cookie, a little bit of melted marshmallow, and a little bit of melted chocolate, and then another just cookie.
Yeah, it's a sandwich cookie.
And it's not much of a graham cracker. It's just like a graham cracker flavored cookie.
That's right, exactly right. And can you talk to us a little bit of trefoils?
A trefoil is a plain shortbread cookie with the original Girl Scout logo as the cookie shape.
Yes, absolutely. So great job, Allie. You did a wonderful job introducing all those cookies. So for me, I didn't realize that the s'more cookie is the other very controversial Girl Scout cookie because there were two distinct versions of it by the different bakeries. The one that was done by the ABC bakery was a graham cracker cookie dunked in marshmallow cream and then dunked in chocolate. They stopped making it at the end of 2023. It's no longer available. The other one, which is the one that I know more, is from the Little Brownie Bakery. That one is what Allie described for us, which is the two sandwich cookies with the marshmallow and the chocolate inside. People have very strong feelings about this. If it's the wrong kind of s'more, they think it's disgusting, to which I have to say, any s'more is a good s'more. It's graham crackers. It's chocolate. It's marshmallow. What is wrong with you that you're hating on a s'more? Like, why do you hate America? I don't get it. But that being said, I'm going to put it to a vote. Have I swayed anyone? Curtis, are you sticking with trefoils?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love a good s'more. But I think what happened is I had the one that was the dipped, and it's just, it's overly sweet. It's cloying. It's way too much. Generally, a s'more, like one is enough. And if that's the Girl Scout ploy to keep me from eating an entire sleeve of cookies, good on you, girls. You did it. But for my money, I'm going to trefoils. It's simple. It's executed perfectly. They do remind me a little bit of the McDonald's cookies that I used to get when I was a kid, which is such a nostalgic flavor to me. But yeah, it's short. It's delicious. Why gild the lily?
Just like myself, short and delicious. Joelle, are you sticking with trefoils?
I just want to say about the s'mores, I went in skeptical when I first got a box of those because have you ever had the Oreo s'mores? And they, I'm just going to be honest, I think only marshmallow tastes like marshmallow, and marshmallow flavored things are just sugar. Yeah. And I really struggle with the s'mores. I wasn't getting marshmallow on either version. I've tried both, actually. I've had access to both bakeries at some point in my life. And I was unimpressed with both versions of those s'more cookies.
You were living large. So you're sticking with trefoils.
Very much with trefoils.
And Amy, are you sticking with trefoils?
Sticking with trefoils, I will tell you, the s'mores have grown on me. I used to be very, very anti. I do believe, I agree, marshmallow is just, like, it has, it's not, it, this is just vanilla frosting, vanilla marshmallow flavor. If you put them in a toaster oven or under the broiler, you warm them up to get a little bit of like that warm
gooey
s'more. Gooey. Eric's gonna go do this in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. 15 minutes. I'm doing it now. I'm getting a toasty wow. s'more.
It's definitely an elevated cookie if you warm it up. However, if I'm opening a box of Girl Scout cookies, I don't want to have to start baking, so I would like them to be good out of the box.
Great point. So we are going to go ahead and move trefoils into the final four. We're going to move right on to round two here, as the panel is currently split between, I was going to say, two chocolate-covered favorites, but that's not true anymore. It's Tagalongs, a.k.a. Peanut Butter Patties, versus Do-Si-Do's, the peanut butter sandwich. I'm going to go around the horn here and see what people have to say. Amy, are you Tagalongs or are you Do-Si-Do's?
Absolutely Tagalongs, all the way.
And
best cookie there is.
Joelle.
Yeah, I'm 100% with Tagalongs. I will say, if you are in peanut butter patty land, they're a little less good. A little less good. I love the Tagalongs. Love them immensely. I had a special way I used to eat them when I was about Allie's age. And they don't work the same way on the peanut butter patties.
Frozen?
I'm curious. You have to tell me what the... Oh, now I have
not,
to know.
No, not frozen. You remember how like people would eat Oreos differently and they'd like eat the bits on the outside and the inside? I used to do the same thing. I used to like eat the chocolate around the cookie, basically completely remove the peanut butter from the cookie, and then eat the cookie.
Would you still eat the peanut butter, though?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would just literally clear off the cookie first with all the delicious chocolate peanut butter because I just wanted that.
So you turned it into a multi-course meal. Got it. Okay, great.
It would take longer to eat them, which made them last longer. That was key. Oh,
so for sure. Curtis, peanut butter patty, Do-Si-Do.
Peanut butter patty. Three of these cookies are even better when frozen than mints, peanut butter patties, and Samoas. I think or caramel delights, whichever one you want to call it. They're so good when you freeze them. But I would eat a Tagalong any day, and a Do-Si-Do probably never.
I'm surprised a frozen coconut cookie is a good thing. It feels like it would snap your teeth.
It's almost like, it's almost like giving a one of those teething rings to a baby. That's what I imagine.
You get to like suck it dry, basically.
You just gnaw on it for a while. It kept me busy.
I'm not even going to touch that because this is a PG-worthy episode. All right, so we are going to move Tagalongs into the final two. Finally in round two, it's another split decision between Thin Mints and Trefoils. Joelle, tell us why Trefoils might be simple, but they're anything but basic. I will spear, pepper, and double mint my argument for Thin Mints. Joelle, please go first.
So I will start by saying neither of these was my go-to cookie when I was little, and I've evolved my taste buds in my adulthood. I hated Thin Mints. I hated everything mint. You handed me mint gum, poo-poo. Mint ice cream, poo-poo. Thin Mints, I stayed away from. And then at some point in college, I tasted a Thin Mint and my life changed. And frozen Thin Mints, 100% a better experience. But Trefoils are the most versatile, most delicious, classic cookie. Currently, my favorite way of enjoying them is spreading a little bit of Nutella on top. Because why not just put a hat on a hat? They're good with tea. They're a good tea cookie. You have them with hot cocoa. They're good for warm weather. Fine with like lemonade too and cold weather. Opposite. Cold weather and lemonade and warm weather. Anyway, I think Trefoils are just a perfect classic.
I saw a lot of conversation going on with Team Pilot over there. Was it the Nutella idea that was exciting for you?
Allie's got her wheels spinning now. I mean, we have a frozen box of Tagalongs in front of us. We're already down that road.
Yep.
But Nutella on the Trefoils is going to be Allie needs to leave now.
She's got herself.
Everybody's
but
just leaving the podcast.
Go, Allie. Exactly. I have to know. So Thin Mints are the most popular cookie, right?
Yes.
They sell the most?
Statistically, they do sell the most. Though I will say from our initial orders, which isn't our whole orders for the season, but our initial orders, we sold 113 boxes of tagalongs and 114 boxes of Thin Mints.
Wow. Okay. So it was close. So for me, I looked this up, and apparently Thin Mints are statistically nationwide the most popular cookie. Yeah. They were introduced in 1970. I believe this is their 50th year. I believe that this is 1974 is when they were introduced. And for me, everything else we said about them, but adults on this podcast, is there anything more decadent than coming home after a long week at work, taking that frozen sleeve of Thin Mints out of the thing and just stuffing your face nonstop for like hours while you watch Shark Tank? Isn't that what we all want on a Friday night? Also, my also final argument is they're thin, which means that they're healthy, and mint is a plant. So it's basically a health food.
Point of order.
Yes.
I just read an entire article about how trefoils are the kale of Girl Scout cookies. So also potentially a health food.
These arguments are killing me.
Well, Curtis, where are you on this one? Are you trefoil or Thin Mint?
So I really love the idea of adding things to a trefoil. Like, I love that. I'm going to do that probably at some point. But
jam.
Like, you could do so much. You could just put out so many different toppings and just go wild with your trefoils. However, I don't want to have to do something to my cookie to make it, like, I like trefoils. It's not that I don't, but I don't want to have to work at it. I'm going to go with Thin Mints.
Amy Pilot, trefoils or Thin Mints?
My personal favorite, my personal choice here is the trefoils, because I do enjoy them much more. I just don't personally like the Thin Mints. I'm also now envisioning like a trefoil charcuterie board.
Yes,
with all of
like
these
a buffet. Yes.
Yeah, like, so, right, jam, Nutella. Like, there's a lot of options here that could happen.
Taste test.
But I do think from... if our listeners get to the final two and Thin Mints aren't there, I'm worried about the backlash. So
yeah,
the angry letters,
the angry people. And again, I do know that they are the top seller and they are beloved.
Beloved. So yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say I will switch for the people and for the statistics.
Can I make one more American? Yes.
One
go ahead,
final
Joelle.
Plea. Best bang for your buck. You get 40 trefoils in a box, 32 Thin Mints in a box. Just putting that out there. It's numbers.
But you get more flavor with Thin Mints. I will say this. Trefoils is genius branding. They put the logo on the cookie. Mm-hmm. The connection between Girl Scouts and that cookie is genius. And also, Girl Scouts of America, if you are not envisioning the trefoil charcuterie board option or trefoil decorating parties or something like that, I just see a whole range of options for you, right? But we are going to move Thin Mints into the final two. It's a final two, Thin Mints versus Tagalongs. And I want to start with our cookie expert, Allie. Thin Mints or Tagalongs? Which one do you think should win?
Tagalongs.
She's
louder.
She's going with Tagalongs. All right, Amy Pilot, are you also Team Tagalong?
Absolutely Team Tagalong.
Joelle Bodecker, Tagalongs or Thin Mints?
I'm amused because these were the only two boxes we ever had in our house. Like, just the red and the green, the red and the green. 100% Tagalongs.
Curtis Creekmore.
I'm going to be the obstinate one and go with Thin Mints, I think.
Why?
It comes down to peanut butter. I'm not a huge peanut butter fan. There are very few peanut butter things that I will enjoy. And if you were to put these two cookies in front of me, I would eat the Thin Mint first. It's not that I wouldn't eat the Tagalong. It's that I would eat the Thin Mint first. Or I would eat it last because that's the flavor that I wanted to stay on my tongue.
It has a lasting flavor. It would ruin the tagalong if you ate the Thin Mint first, I think.
Fair.
I agree. And I'll say this, again, we did taste testings with my game night on Thursdays for the past few weeks. The tagalongs were gone. I had to actually hide some in a plastic bag in the refrigerator because I couldn't keep them. So I do think that they are actually, and this is a surprise because when I first put this poll up, immediately people were like, don't be stupid. The answer is obviously Thin Mints or Samoas. That's all it's going to be. And I was like, girl, I don't think that's right. And it's not, right? Right, Allie? It was Tagalongs and Thin Mints are your top two cookies?
Yep.
I think people need an education, and I think you gave it to them today. So thank you very much, Allie. So there you have it, folks. Our pick for the best Girl Scout cookie flavor is Tagalongs, aka peanut butter patties. Do you agree? Do you think that we should be kicked out of the troop? Tell us how you really feel by leaving a comment below at greatpopculturedebate.com or find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or Mastodon. While you're there, make sure you subscribe and follow the podcast so you can hear about what new debates are coming soon, vote in open polls, and even decide which topics we tackle next. I want to say thank you to my panel. We should all get merit badges and fabulousness. And thank you for listening. If you loved what you heard, please consider supporting us on Patreon, where you can get even more exclusive content and you get episodes a whole day early. We hope you have a good one. And remember, everyone is entitled to their wrong opinions. It's cookie time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.